Scatter shooting and the e-brake coming up later this hour, 7:13 on the ticket right now. Friday morning with the Musers and Let's Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you so much, Craig. Okay, what are you guys going to do this weekend? You going to do anything different than you did last weekend?
I'm going to watch the Wayman Tisdale documentary tonight on NBA TV.
I'll watch the big golf thing on Sunday.
In response to the our communities opening up more and more,
I don't think you guys are
going to stay in and watch television?
I'm probably going to lay a little low. I did tell you guys I'm planning on going to my gym on Monday when it reopens.
Your gym?
Gym? Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do anything that I haven't done in the last couple of months.
Same here.
I've got a lot of chores.
Same here. Nature walk today? Nature walk? I'm becoming like the Muser's dog now. Just always wanting to go on a nature walk with you guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, that means no. Yeah. That's a clear
maybe. No. No, it's not.
Why aren't we more comfortable with just saying no to things? Like, as a culture? Like, why does society function on such a nice, well-lubricated layer of BS?
It's a good question.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
No.
Why don't we just say, we probably will not do that. I'm open to the possibility. But I really think that it's about 99% we won't do it. Okay, well,
yeah.
Good to see you too.
That's a good question. It's just hard. We feel rude if we say no immediately.
But yet we know, we identify BS. The other party knows it's BS.
Yeah, for example, there, I'm going to have to say no anyway at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Why don't I just get it out of the way early?
Right.
Why am I delaying?
I don't know.
Put it off. Maybe Gordon will forget about it by 10.
Right.
You guys are jerks. All I want is a friendship with you, and you deny it to me year after year after year after year. I've invited you to go on a nature walk with me.
And we went.
After
we had
every show we've done
That's not true.
The past 17 years.
You know what? You've invited me twice since we've been here in the bunker, and I've gone both times.
Reluctantly both times.
Very reluctantly.
We're all black friends.
Whoa. Is that okay now? Like, could they still do that line on Saturday Night Live?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Calm down. You don't have to bite my head off here. All right. Let's talk about a Chinese man. Mark that and play it for Peter King.
Are you going to talk about Patient Zero?
No.
Oh.
From the virus?
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect.
You know what? I hate to say this, and it may be really irresponsible of me.
Here we go.
What?
But?
Maybe not so much coronavirus content right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's Friday, and let's
have some fun.
Yeah. Okay, everyone, here's your update. There's coronavirus out there. You need to avoid it. So, in other news.
Well, you know, these days, if you say a story from China, we just assume it's virus related.
I don't.
The Rona?
Here's Muffin joining us from Mr. Peppermint.
Uh-huh.
The Rona?
I'm thinking something for Wuhan.
Don't go to Wuhan, Mr. Peppermint.
Dangerous world, whatever.
They inject you with Corona there, Mr. Peppermint.
Nobody remembers.
Yep. Some people have their lighters up right now.
Sadly,
great
no
puppet.
One remembers it.
Muffin. Was he a beaver?
No, I think he was a raccoon, wasn't he?
Is he a raccoon?
Muffin?
Muffin was a raccoon?
The little hand puppet.
He had those buck teeth.
That talked to a barbershop quartet guy who lost his other three guys. Wasn't that the premise of the show?
Yeah, pretty much. It was crazy.
You know, there at Channel 8, which I worked for Channel 8 for several years. Don't know if you're aware of that. But in Channel 8, they still had the Mr. Peppermint mailbox that was sitting out in the cubicle area, where kids would send their letters to Mr. Peppermint, and it was decorated as, you know, it's like a mailbox you find out in front of someone's house.
Yeah.
That someone had made it, and it was the prop that he used in the show, and it was sitting out there, and it was very touching.
I have the answer.
What?
Muffin was not a raccoon.
Okay.
And he was not a beaver.
He was a bear.
He was a bear.
What?
A buck-toothed bear.
Muffin the Bear was his full name on Mr. Peppermint.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Peppermint was a local kids TV show that ran for, I don't know, 30 years? Peppermint Place.
For a long time.
We're going to do a segment on that. What happened to the local kids' TV show?
I know. I wish that we still had that. But I don't know that kids would watch local TV anymore, do they? Or are they just YouTube now?
I think you would have to target the, like, 3 to 5 age group.
Right.
Because they get SG'd after they turn 6. But you can still get
first graders don't SG things,
they
do they?
Oh, yeah. They'll turn on stuff.
What does SG stand for? I just started listening to The Ticket, so I don't understand the reference. Maybe we need to play Jake Kemp's declaration of the space program, which think of how many thousands of individuals dedicated their lives to trying to get man into space and to study the stars. And all the work and billions of dollars, trillions of dollars we've sunk into this.
Arguably our greatest pursuit.
And then we had a guy who surveyed all that and then kind of...
I don't know, man. I just think space is super gay.
Still cracks me up. SG. And he even starts his huge declarative statement with, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. I just think space is super gay.
Oh, my goodness. All right. On to Chinese man.
Finally.
Chinese man is left stunned after finding out that his twin babies have two different fathers.
Okay, so
what?
He's got
Muffin's trying to figure it out right now. Wow, go ahead.
He's a twin.
Yeah, his wife had twins, Muffin. And then they did DNA tests and found out that the twins had two different fathers.
Sounds like she was active.
What does that mean, Muffin? What do you know that our children viewers don't know?
Well, let's just say it's somebody with double parked in there.
God.
Muffin. Muffin.
Hello,
please.
Central.
Hello, Central. The man was astounded upon receiving the test results, which indicated that his wife also had love with someone other than him.
Yep.
The mother, in order for this to happen, this is 1 in 10 million. The chances of this happening. Why are you laughing, Muffin? Is it funny for you to think of a Chinese woman getting double parked?
God, Muffin. Muffin's been drinking.
Muffin's
Come on,
drunk.
Muffin.
Come on.
Sorry.
I don't understand the story.
Okay. You don't understand how a mother can have twins with two different fathers.
No. I don't think they're real twins then, right? If they don't share complete DNA.
Point there,
because you're getting confused by identical twins. There's another type of twin that's not identical.
The two daddy twin?
Even from China?
Fraternal twins
right.
are not identical.
Right.
Like you know the difference between
the Bush daughters.
Do you know the difference between fraternal and identical? Like what happens to make those two different?
Two different daddies.
No. No. Muffin loves it. Muffin's loving it.
I don't know
there.
Why he thinks that's so funny.
He loves it. Muffin the bear. So,
you
Craig,
called me a beaver earlier.
How is it that you've made it 80 years in this world and don't know the difference between fraternal and identical twins?
I do know the difference.
Okay,
I said,
well,
like
how
the
does
Bush
it work?
Daughters are fraternal.
Okay, you've given an example, but how is it... What is the difference between fraternal and identical? It's not that they just have two different daddies.
The chromosomes split.
What? No. No.
So are you trying to tell me that every time it's fraternal twins, it's two different daddies?
No.
Oh.
See, you don't understand fraternal twins. Fraternal twins are two different eggs.
Yeah, that's what I have here in China. But they also had two different daddies.
And identical is one egg that splits?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So I kind of get it.
I'm just surprised you weren't taught this in human reproduction. Didn't you go through those classes?
Yeah, and I told you what happened in the class.
What?
They showed us the film, fifth grade, I think, and you see the baby coming out, and then you see the...
But you didn't see the two daddies going in.
Then you see the afterbirth, and I was hung up on...
I think that's too young. Fifth grade, we had that, too, in Mr. Lobb's class.
Isn't that ZZ Top album, Afterbirth?
And I got hung up on the placenta, and I kept asking the teacher.
You got hung up on the placenta?
I kept asking the teacher what it was, and she never answered me, and we just shut down the class after that.
Because she was embarrassed about placenta?
She wouldn't field any questions after that.
She didn't want to cover it.
She didn't cover anything.
The placenta's weird. That's the brisket that dumps out into a Homer bucket after.
Yeah.
Hang him up. And how you doing on your bingo card over there?
Pretty good.
You got Homer bucket and placenta
more.
There.
So. I'm looking for sheetrock and I'm good.
Wow. We need to have Muffin on more often. You need to be a constant guest in Muse of the News.
So you're saying it's possible for the woman to have sex with a man, he impregnates her, then an hour later, she has sex with another man, and another egg gets impregnated.
Correct.
By this different...
Correct.
I've never...
Bingo. It doesn't have to be within an hour. It can be within a day or two, even.
This is the first time I've ever heard of
it. Well, it was the first time this Chinese guy had heard of it, too. And now...
Bet he wasn't thrilled.
I've had arguments with people before about, as a matter of fact, it was a barroom conversation, and a couple women, we were discussing this situation, a couple women were like, well, he just needs to, you know, step up and be a great father, because those are still his babies. I was like, and one of them kind of isn't the baby of his, so why should he be doing it? They're like, because that's the honorable thing to do, that's what you should do. And I was like, all right, well, so let's say that I get one woman pregnant and get another woman pregnant. You going to be okay with that? Well, no. Well, no, you raise the other one as your own. I mean, if I want you to, right? I mean, you should do that. Yeah. Anytime you shoe on the other foot, it doesn't seem to go over so well.
No.
Yeah, so this Chinese dude, should he have to raise the other man's sperm baby?
Well, did he find out like 2 years later?
Or? No, he found out like shortly thereafter the birth.
I would say
While the placenta was shooting across the room, he found out.
That's not his responsibility.
Dude, now here's something that I don't remember from class. Do some twins share a placenta? Like, is there certain conditions where two babies will feed off of the same wall of nutrients?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking
news
there.
In the news.
It's probably the greatest miscalculation ever made.
Then answers.
I told you in fifth grade, I didn't get to learn about the placenta because my teacher shut it off.
Yeah, what's up with that? Speaking of babies, I read a beautiful story about an Afghan mother who the Taliban went through. I don't know whether it was Al-Qaeda or Taliban, and they shot up a whole maternity ward, and they killed a bunch of moms and all kinds of crazy stuff. Mm. And this woman stepped in, and she's now breastfeeding 20 different newborns.
Wow.
From her own titas.
She has big enough ones to do that?
Bingo, breastfeed story.
Oh, Muffin got bingo over there. Nice. Nice. Are breastfeeding mommies hot, or is it a turnoff? We used to have a talk show host here on this station who thought that a female producing milk was the grossest thing he had ever heard of.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not gross. I just think you need to leave him alone.
He said that he stayed away from his own wife when her breasts were in a state of function. That's what they're for.
Yeah.
It's uber feminine.
I'm trying to tell you.
What?
That's what they're for.
Okay, then why do so many of us mess with them when the breasts are out of season?
So many of us?
Yeah. Why is it such a target for the male?
And it's a target for females, too. I think females are obsessed with other females' breasts. Like, they can, like a female can get tractor beamed just as much as a guy can.
Fair enough.
When a woman walks in and she just got cans for days.
I know.
They're on display and they're all pushed together and she got a total chest ass
pushed working together.
Man.
Sorry, Muffin. I forgot you were here. I hope that didn't offend you, Muffin.
A little bit.
I know you work on a children's show.
We're probably north of that.
So she's our angel of the week, the Afghan mother who is now breastfeeding 20 newborns.
You have a picture?
Yes, I do. I didn't print it out for you, but I'll send it to you.
Please.
And I'll send you a few more that I have in that folder, too. So.
Oh, gosh.
All right. And then in other news, did you see Elon Musk's latest Twitter, I don't know what you'd call it, I guess a Twitter feud?
Now what?
No.
It's with the head of AI for Facebook. And the guy who's the head of AI for Facebook tweeted out something along the lines of, I believe a lot of people in the AI community would be okay saying it publicly, but Elon Musk has no idea what he's talking about when he talks about AI. There's no such thing as AGI, which is general artificial intelligence, and we are nowhere near matching human intelligence. So he tweeted that out. Elon Musk tweeted back at him. Now, Craig, you are a resident Elon Musk fanboy.
I don't know that I'm a fanboy.
Yes, you are. You spend all your time studying Elon Musk instead of fraternal twins.
I have spent a lot of time listening and reading about Elon Musk.
So he's a genius, right?
Oh, yes.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
How did this super intelligent genius respond to the accusation that he does not know as much about general artificial intelligence as he pretends?
Did he use a cuss word?
He tweeted back two words: Facebook sucks.
Genius.
That's not genius.
That is genius.
We are dumb. We are getting dumber and dumber and more simplified as the days wear on.
He's right. Facebook does suck.
Yes, he's right about that, but that's not the reasoned, intelligent rejoinder I wanted.
We're going to do a segment on this next week. He recently said that we could be 10 years away from not even speaking to each other, just reading each other's thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, I believe that. Mm. Once we get implants, mm-hmm. implants, I said that weird.
That's
Once
another,
we get implants. That, yeah,
that's another thing he's working on. Mm-hmm.
Breast implants?
No, the brain implant.
Oh, I was talking about the three of us getting breast implants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the brain implant. Once we get that, why do we need to do all this ridiculous, the mediation of speech? We don't need that. We can just communicate and send texts through our brains to each other. And won't that be awesome, George?
No, that's not going to be awesome.
It's going to be so great when we rip all the necessity of having a body out of existence. I love it. We're just redefining life, and we all think
not
it's so great.
Years.
It's going to be so dystopian.
Wait till I'm gone before y'all do that.
It's going to be so dystopian. It's so great. It's so great.
God.
And imagine when we're all foodies, when all we do is just turn on a different drip out of our IV. And, that's really good. Oh, yes.
Again.
No need to cook things and then eat them with our mouths. How ridiculous an animal is that?
See my theory that we have been living in the sweet spot of human existence. A little bit old school, a little bit of new school, but we're not going to get that far, and we don't have to go back to caveman days. Sweet spot.
But I bet you the people that live in the new world will look back at this and think this is so... They will pity us. That we lived at a time where humans had to die, and that we weren't digitally cloud-based.
Yes, they will, but they won't know what they're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right, you want to do some birthdays?
Let's do them.
On this fun Friday edition of Muse in the News. Counterculture icon Wavy Gravy is 84.
Confusing.
Very confusing. I think, now you talk about a distant, faint memory. I remember I made a Wavy Gravy reference to Judy Collins in one of my first TV interviews of all time.
She got it because she was around then?
No. I don't think she remembered who Wavy Gravy was.
No.
And I thought I was working on her level. Trini Lopez is 83. Chaz Palminteri is 74. He's Ticket's own.
Had him in studio.
Yes, we did. Musician Brian Eno, 72.
Genius.
There's Jesus there.
I knew you were a fan of his, weren't you, Muffin?
Oh, yeah.
You loved him. Yeah. What do you know about him?
Well, you know, he helped out U2 a lot.
He helped out U2 a lot. You mean he produced a few records?
Yeah, I produced them.
Okay. You made it seem like he helped him get some luggage up a stairs or something like that. Wow. Muffin loves my brand of humor.
Play that.
Jamie Lynn Sigler from The Sopranos is 39.
Meadow.
Yeah.
Meadow.
And sports birthdays today. We have Ray Lewis turning 45. What do you know about him, Muffin?
Better look into his path.
Why? His path or path?
His path.
Okay.
He got mad at a Super Bowl.
And what?
That's the bad stuff.
Didn't he kill a limo driver or something? Why are you laughing at that? Don't laugh at that.
But he didn't see nothing.
Muffin, Don Nelson turns 80.
All right.
Big whistle.
Wow. That's a big one for Nelly.
Big whistle. And a man who's very close to my heart, Emmett Smith, 51.
Whoa. All right.
Emmett. Yeah. What do you know about Emmett, Muffin?
Happy birthday,
Emmett. Old-time leading rusher.
Does he, like, when if he's leading negotiations between two parties who really disagree with each other, will he advise them to compromise? Or?
Well, no, he'll never compromise.
All right, thank you, Muffin. Thank you, Gordo. That's Muse in the News. 7:33 on the ticket, coming up in 3 minutes, Friday morning scatter shooting. All right, it's 8:41 on the ticket. Coming up in 10 minutes, this will be a treat. The great Mike Tirico is going to join us. He's going to be broadcasting a golf event this weekend as we slowly start getting back into action in the world of sports. We'll talk to him about that. The weird landscape for the next few months with sports returning and how different it's going to be for some play-by-play crews who may have to do events remotely. We've got a lot to talk about with Mike Tirico coming up here in about 10 minutes. But first, we were joined by this gentleman, or puppet, back during Muse in the News. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's open the door and welcome a return visit this morning. It's Muffin, the puppet from Mr. Peppermint.
Look at him. Up, hey, Muffin, how are you? Hey,
come on, do you want me out on
the Yeah, step up to that microphone. Boy, you can hardly reach it there.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Now, does everybody remember Mr. Peppermint, Gordon?
I don't know if they do or not. Mr. Peppermint was
a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Uh-huh. Muffin, you were on that show for like 30 years with Mr. Peppermint. It was a kid's show that aired here in town. Uh-huh. I believe WFAA.
Uh-huh. I was a bear on it.
Yeah, that's right. You were a little bear puppet, hand puppet, and but you kind of had the teeth issues or something.
Needed braces.
No offense.
I enjoy your work. Yeah, no offense taken. Weird. It got buck teeth. And, I tried to get that, what's it called? Invisalign?
Yeah, Invisalign.
And it didn't work for crap, man. Look at this.
I feel like they've worked for a lot of people. I guess it didn't work for you.
No, more pronounced now. I look like a mix between Mike Shanahan and the lab rat.
Muffin.
Y'all got a telephone pole I can gnaw on or something like that?
Oh, you got to file them down like a rat?
Or maybe make you some firewood or something.
Yeah, no, we don't have any of that. Now, so you've been retired now for a while. Your show's been off the air.
Yeah.
And you had to have made a lot of money in your time in television and the entertainment business. What are you doing with all that sweet Skrilla?
You don't make much money being a puppet on a kid's TV show, local TV show.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm. No, I got my COVID money, though.
I don't think they call it your COVID's money. But
I applied for that, and I got it, and went up the WinStar and doubled it.
The first thing you did was take your COVID's money and head up to WinStar.
You're a gambler.
Yeah. I love the slots up there.
Oh, you like to gamble, like pulling that lever.
No, I talk about Oklahoma women.
Oh, I must have misheard you there. I thought you said slots. I apologize.
Muffin.
Well, you said I like the slots up there.
Look out now.
Keep it clean, Muffin.
Different direction.
Hey, can we have a moment of five for Beth Purple?
Paul in...
Muffin. We accidentally went to a call there.
What's jumping on
But yeah, we should mention Mr. Peppermint, your partner in non-crime, since it was a children's show.
He's a good guy.
He passed away.
Yeah,
he passed away a few years ago and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's got to hurt.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it hurts. Of course it does. Yeah, I miss him. He's funny, man. He's a funny guy. He's really nice to me. And hey, y'all been watching The Last Dance?
Yeah.
So you don't visit his grave or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I visit his grave all the time. Yeah, I go pour one out and...
Pour one out on Mr. Peppermint's grave?
Yeah, Cavoursier, but we used to drink that all the time.
Y'all used to drink Cavoursier.
And then we'd pour it on that. Strippers all the time.
I don't think you and Mr. Peppermint ever went to go visit strippers.
We're learning Muffin's a drinker, a gambler, and likes women.
Well, I like party, man.
Aren't you a little too short for a woman to twerk in front of you?
No, they like it.
Are you always having to look up at the cave? Hey, having fun. No, seriously. Let's pull the reins back.
Y'all got Tirico coming up?
we do have Tirico coming up.
I used to be his spotter on Monday Night Football.
You did?
Yeah, but I got fired.
Why'd you get fired?
Because every time I'd point, I just got this stupid puppet hand. I don't have a pointer finger.
You're pretty inexact.
Yeah, that makes sense. That wouldn't work, would it?
He fired me, but tell him I said hello.
You basically narrow it down to half of the field.
Hey, Cowboys going to get a deal for Dak done anytime
soon? I don't know about that, Muffin.
I wouldn't do it.
So I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't find Dak.
Yeah, okay,
that's okay, Muffin.
So I'd play Dalton.
Y'all remember him? TCE's good.
So what is the lifespan of a puppet? Like, how long is your natural lifespan?
I don't know, man. I'm hoping, like...
Because you've outlasted a lot of puppets. A lot of hand puppets don't live as long as you.
I don't know. Ernie Burr's still going.
Different people. But you're still the same Muffin.
Same dude. And, I'm hoping 70, 80 years.
How do you get around? I mean, like, you... Being a hand puppet, you've traveled quite a distance to get to our muser bunker.
Well, it ain't easy either, having a guy's hand up your butt.
I guess he has to go wherever you go, right?
Hey, them snowflakes finally going to leave Trump alone.
Right. Okay, we really need to go now.
You guys keep it.
Thank you, Muffin.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, there he goes, Muffin.
There he goes
from Mr. Peppermint.